this one out. Wow.
Yes. So it was definitely interesting for sure. And so again, I attributed it like, okay, I was drunk. Like I did no grounding or protection whatsoever. Like I had the party protection going on. That's about all I had. So the next day, like she came to me and she said, "You know, you really freaked me out last night." And I'm like, "You know what? To be honest, I freaked myself out. I have to apologize. Like that wasn't me. I've never had an experience like that. I don't really know what was going on." And she's like, "No, like my ex-husband was there. Like that's who was doing that to you." And I said, "Well, how do you know?" And she said, "Because the things you were saying was exactly the things he would say." And she said, "And you know that box you handed me?" And I go, "Yeah." And she goes, "You would have no idea what that is." And I said, "Nope." I said, "I don't even know why I grabbed it." She's like, "They were a pair, the last pair present I had gotten my ex-husband, which was a pair of cufflinks, and they were in that box
Oh,
right
wow.
before she left him." So, and again, they got a divorce and he ended up dying in there. And they were having an activity when they were remodeling the place, and some of the EVPs that they got were saying that this thing wanted to kill her ex-husband. It was her husband at the time. And her husband didn't believe in any of this. So he was like, "You guys are just trying to scare me, you know, blah, blah, blah. Nothing's gonna go on." And come to find out, he did die in there during remodeling. So she hadn't been back there, you know. Like the apartment is still exactly the way it was before he died. Like nothing has been
Wow.
changed. We cleaned up a little bit when we went there the last time, but that was about it. So, I mean, we got a full 2-bedroom apartment to stay in that's on the top floor, and
I'll
then
stay
the
there.
rest of it is, oh,
Oh,
I built too.
absolutely. Absolutely.
So, you know, it's right on this, it won't be hard. We'll be right up the street from where everybody else is, but definitely going to be an
Perfect.
interesting place for sure. So I'm looking forward to doing that. Hey Tammy, oh boy, I got all kinds of people. You guys are all in here. Oh, Laura says this is a great show, George. My favorite place is Virginia City. Yeah, definitely one of mine as well. So. All right, so let's go to our next topic here. We got so many to go still. Me go to this. So, this will be an interesting one, and I will actually bring this up and show you. So, when you talk about creepy and weird, a farmer recently found a rat.
Yes, I
Now, that
read
would.
this. I read this
That
one.
alone wouldn't be so strange, right? A farmer finds a rat, go figure. Like, oh,
Right.
what's so weird about that? But it doesn't end there.
Nope.
What makes this so strange is that this rat was found with a plant
Growing.
growing out of its neck.
God. Wow.
Like growing out of its back. So let me hold on, and I'm gonna pull up
You're
this
fro
picture
Oh,
for
you're
you.
frozen for there for a second.
Oh,
You're good
am I
now.
okay now?
You're good now. Yes, you look great.
All right, so let me bring it back up here so we can. Right, share my desktop. Now, what did you think of this when you saw it, George?
Well, I didn't see the picture. I didn't get to see the picture. I read the
Oh,
story.
you did it?
No, I didn't see the picture. I was amazed by the story, and then I went to the next story and such, but I didn't see the picture of the rat at all. I'm looking forward to this one.
All right, so I'm gonna bring it up. Hold on. That one's not showing it. Hold on. So, guess there was a problem with that one. So let me. Hold on, guys. That's why I hate working on live. Am I frozen or am I still there?
No, you're good. No, you're great.
Oh, crap it. All right, let's try this one more time.
Drop me off if you have to.
No, it's not even there. It's, I don't know why it's, why it was doing that, but it's okay. We'll find another one. All right. All right, now we should have it. I don't know why it's not letting me show it. That's really weird. Well, I will put the link. I'll put the link up so you guys can go and check it out while we're talking about it. But that's really weird. It's not showing up. Okay. Let me get the link real quick. Well, anyway, so the rat, it literally has truly a plant growing out of its back. Now, when this started making its rounds on social media, they were saying that they thought that it was Photoshop, that this was some kind of a prank video, et cetera, et cetera. But come to find out, that's not what was going on. They're theorizing that the rat somehow got injured and got some kind of a laceration on its back, and then some kind of a seed or something, you know, with the wind got blown into it and it landed on the flesh and it literally started growing and sprouting into this, you know, a rat's wound.
What kind of plant is it? Is it a flower? Is it a weed? Is it a, what is it?
Let's see if it says.
I'm trying to picture it in my head.
It was a soybean crop, that much.
Huh.
I know. The poor thing, like, it barely moved. I mean, it looked like it was definitely struggling, you know, and just looked so sad. I don't like mice, but still, I mean, it just looked so sad. It said, says the plant could have caused the little rat to suffer much worse consequences. The plant had grown in a region near the neck. There was no brain damage, I guess. After the video was taken, the farmer took the rat to his home. He managed to remove the plant from the animal's back and tried to nurse it back to health. So
the rat's dead. Is it? I assume it's dead.
No, they're saying that I don't know. The farmer said he took it home and he
did some gardening.
Yeah, I guess, you know, dug up that plant out of its back and maybe sewed it up a little bit. And
wow, that's crazy.
You guys have to really go and like click on that link. I'm telling you, like, you really can't like really understand what I'm saying without doing it, because it is like, it's literally crazy. I've never seen anything like that before. Pretty strange for sure. I mean, did you think that it looked, oh, here, oh, I can bring it up. Hold on.
I didn't get to see the picture, so I have no idea. Oh, goodbye. See you later, alligator. Oh, wow.
Can you see it?
Yeah, I see it. I see it. Oh.
All right. So I'm going to take us down. We'll still be able to see it, but then they can see it bigger. Hold on. All right, yes. George, so what'd you think?
I thought, you know what? I had the same feeling you had, you know, just to watch that picture. I actually felt sorry for the little thing. I mean, running around and having a thing come out, it looks real. I mean, it's just weird. It's just weird. It's just weird. Because you think of if you had a wound, an open wound, a seed fell in there, whatever, you would think how that could happen, how you can actually grow something out of you. I mean, it's amazing. Right. It's just amazing. I you know, I have no words other than I feel sorry for the little guy, rat or mouse or whatever, but kind of a cool picture.
Well, you definitely could. I mean, I could see how it could happen.
Oh,
I mean,
definitely.
Sure. I mean, again, that makes sense that if you did have an open wound,
sure,
and, you know, the wind blows the seeds from trees and, you know, bushes and different things all the time. Right. And if it happened to lay on there, had some moisture, some heat.
That's it.
You know, I guess it could sprout. And
I'm sure that's not the first time that's happened, though, because I mean, you can't say this is the only rat that's ever happened to. I mean, it's probably happened before.
Tammy says, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, anyone but rats. Exactly. Chasey, hey Chasey, nice to see you. Chasey says that is definitely on the weird side for sure.
Yep.
Tammy says almost like Chernobyl-ish, and that's very true. Carol Ann says, oh, poor rat.
Exactly, poor little guy.
Donald says hello. Hey Donald, nice to see you. Thanks for showing up tonight. I appreciate it. All right, let's go on to our next. We got all kinds of just weird shit to talk about tonight. I'm telling you.
I'm waiting for one of them. One of them is like, it's like, oh God. Well, wait.
Yeah, I think it's the one coming up right now, to be absolutely honest. But we'll find out. So let me just pull this up. I have to read it to really do any justice. So comes out of the UK. All my UK friends, I love you, but you got some weird shit that goes on over there. I just have to just be very honest about it. I just have some really weird stuff that my friends in the UK send me. So this is going to be one of them. All right. So there's a teen over in the UK that has an intimate relationship with a creepy zombie doll.
Oh God, here we go.
And they're set to be married next month.
And we didn't get the invite. I'm a little pissed off. We didn't get the invite. I mean, this is ridiculous. I would have done the money dance. Come on.
That would have been an interesting one. We do the zombie money dance, you know, people's arms and shit falling off all over the place.
Oh, man.
Trolling, eating spaces. Yeah. Could have been a lot of fun.
I'll let you tell this one. I'm intrigued. This is awesome.
All right. Felicity Cadlick, who has her doll's name tattooed on her arm, showers the figure with kisses and dresses her in pink clothes. Now, again, I'm going to show you pictures of this because it's pretty damn weird. So this weird-ass zombie doll that she has looks as if it has no eyes, like the mouth and the jaw was all bitten off. I guess that's what makes it a zombie doll. But blood all over and like a bowl cut, like chicken or something. So interesting. So a teenager says she's set to marry a creepy zombie doll that she's fallen harder for than any of her past boyfriends. She claims that she has an intimate relationship with a young female doll called Kelly, which is covered in fake blood and has a mangled face. The 19-year-old, who has Kelly's name tattooed on her arm, showers the disturbing figure with kisses and, as I said, dresses her in pink clothing. The doll was gifted to her when she was just 13 years old after finding it on a creepy doll collection website, and ever since, the pair have been in love. Interesting. And then it shows another picture of her with her creepy doll. And
How old is she?
19.
She's 19 years old. So far we know this for a fact. She does drugs. We know this for a fact now. She's a female.
Or she's got some mental issues.
So, you know what? There's people, but look in Japan. Didn't somebody marry a cartoon figure, a cartoon? Like one of
the, yeah, I had to marry their sex robots and stuff, so I don't know why.
Is she attractive? At least is she? I'm just not that I care.
I'm sure attractive, you know, to somebody, to the creepy doll for sure.
Shoot. Well, that, I hope they have a great marriage. I hope it just lasts forever.
Well, Felicity, she lives in the state of Massachusetts. And she's planning to marry Kelly next month, so maybe our invite will still be in the mail.
I want to go. I want to go so bad. I'll bring like a Ken doll, you know, and just like, you know, just like have a bunch of little dolls.
Probably leave her for the Ken doll.
I feel so bad, you know what? Because I'm laughing at her because she might be just mentally not all together, but. You know,
I'm thinking. You know, yeah. She got it was gifted to her when she was 13. She found it on a creepy doll collection site. She was all fascinated with it, and it was gifted to her when she was 13. Now, it took 3 years for her to decide that she had feelings for the doll.
So is this going to be a legal marriage? I mean, is this going to be like a legal paper marriage?
Well, you can like marry a tree or something, like, so I don't think that you really need much permission. But like, there's this one picture where she's literally like kissing its half Adolf mouth.
God. You know what, my mind is going, I'm just picturing the whole foreplay.
I've had boyfriends in the past, and I've always thought that I was in love with them, but they never made me feel the way I do now. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't understand our relationship, but I'm so confident in my love with Kelly that I got her name tattooed on my arm. Wow. Despite having owned Kelly for over 6 years, Felicity claims it only took her 3 years to truly discover her feelings for the doll. And I just got to show you guys this because it's just, getting married in September.
Wow, I'm so happy for you.
Yeah, you know, got the doll with some roses and, you know.
I feel so terrible. I'm laughing.
I'm really going to show you guys this. Hold on. I'm going to scroll through it. I'm going to take George and I
yeah.
off. And
yeah, I want to see this.
Just tell me. I'm going to show you. It's a good one. You're going to like this one.
Oh, that's this world is fun. Jacked up.
Says, is that even legal?
Jesus, this world is going to shit.
I don't know, to be honest, but it's kind of just weird.
Yeah, you think, to say the least.
Oh, and I'm sorry. She's from... Oh, wrong one. Hold on, We're gonna have I almost pulled the wrong one up, but they have one that is a woman's going to marry and have ghost babies with her.
Oh God, what people will do for attention.
I'm trying to tell you, you know, I would like to say that this kind of stuff shocks me, but not really anymore. All right. So I've got it on here. Where's it at? Oh, it's still loading. Hold on, guys. Well, I guess it has to keep loading. Once it loads, I will go back to that and we'll show you. I'll show you that one, but. We definitely got to see him.
I really want to see it. I mean, it's just they're shacking up together. It's not good. The marriage is not going to last very long. They're already shacking up. You know, it's just not, Dr. Laura, if anybody knew Dr. Laura, she would have a field day with this one.
Oh, right. I agree. All right. Looks like we got it up now. Let me see. Is it loaded? Try one more time. Chrome tab. Share. Okay, I got it. All right.
Let's see this. Bring it. Come on, girl.
All right, get rid of us for a minute so we can be able to show everybody everything.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, that's
All
gonna
right.
last a long time on that one. That's a great looking marriage. I can't, I, you know what? I'm like, you know what? I could joke, I could make a few jokes, but I'm not gonna. It looks like she may have a little issue, maybe. I don't know. Who knows?
I agree. I
You know,
agree.
I hate to judge by the book of the cover of the book, but it makes no sense what people do these days. It's zero sense. Zero sense. Wow.
He's going to do an investigation at a river where Sitting Bull walked on his way to Canada.
What was that?
Donald says he's going to do an investigation at a river where Sitting Bull walked on his way to Canada.
Oh, wow, where at? Where's that at?
No. Pat says, no, anything but a vampire doll. Well, that's not even a vampire doll. That's a damn zombie doll.
Yeah, it had like nothing. No
I said,
mouth.
Chief Sitting Bull was talking about. Let's see what else. Tammy says, "Well, to each their own, I guess." That's true.
She's right. She's right. I guess as long as they're there, she's happy and she's gonna marry. Good for the. I hope they have nice kids. I hope they have, you know, I hope they have great kids and stuff, I guess.
Donald said, "What the fuck am I watching?" I have no idea, but you know, you never know when you're on this show. You never know. We never know what we might be talking about.
I think that's a, you know what? That's the quote of the 2 hour. That
Who
was
put that?
Donald. That's the quote of the night right there.
What the fuck am I watching? That's LOL. That's so
Good job,
true.
Donald.
Geo, nice to have you. Looks like a new face in our chat room. Thanks for joining us tonight. Pat says, I gave it 6 months to a year. Pat says, but she has a beard. Oh my gosh, Pamela says, hey Pam, says dolls don't creep me out, but this one does. Yeah, well, I don't know. I'd be trying to give my damn zombie doll a kiss on its non-existing lips and face. Like, Lord. Donald says, I wonder what would happen if a dog runs off with a zombie doll and I tore it apart and tore it apart in front of her. Oh my God. That would be hysterical. I wonder if she called 911 and report the murder. The murder of her wife.
You know what? We're all being so damn mean right now.
I'm
It's not
sorry.
fair. That's they're in love. You know what? That's not right, guys. They're totally in love with each other. You know what? We can't judge like that, God damn it.
Who said? You be the non-judgmental. I feel like being judgmental than I'm whatever's funny as hell, that's what I'm gonna talk
Oh,
about.
and she's
Silly,
in, where is
silly
she?
ass
No,
people.
wait, she's in the UK. Is that what you said?
She's
She's
in
in
Australia. I
Australia.
misspoke. Yeah, misspoke, yeah, she.
Wow. Well, you know what? Like I said, man, I hope they have great foreplay. I bet you'll be the best sex ever. You know, whatever.
Oh my God. Laura says, oh my God, LOL. No, it's just not right.
It's not right. It's just not right.
that's true. And Donald said that he's going to be doing the investigating of Chief Sitting Bull, and it's going to be in Fargo, North Dakota on the Red River. See, I just
Wow.
such interesting things like that. I mean, like, seriously, why we need to go do something like
That
that?
would be fun. I think he's on the right path. I can picture the whole river. I bet you it's beautiful. What a
Oh,
great
I
idea.
bet. Yeah,
I bet you it's gorgeous.
I agree. All right, let's get to a couple more before we run out of time. We only got about 20 minutes left.
Sure.
Let's see. Well, we might as well go to the ghost sex then.
Can you imagine the pillow talk with those two, though?
All right, let's go to the next one here. Let's go to the ghost sex.
Ghost what?
Oh, the ghost relationship. Oh, speaking of ghost sex, we talked about it the last couple weeks on the show, and I had talked about when I had my good friend Gavin Davies. He is from the UK. He's an investigator out there, and he did a very dark case where they had a dark entity that was actually raping the woman and eventually her son. So a lot of it was actually a very, very popular show that we did.
Yeah, the guy was
It was
amazing.
his first interview that he had ever done on the book that this investigation, and he had written a book on it. And I was the first radio interview that he did, and it launched his career like you wouldn't believe. He's
That's
got
awesome.
movie stuff going on. He's wrote two more books since then. He'll be coming on the show in December to talk about his newest book, but he's going to be coming on the show next month to discuss his first case, which was the book entitled Ghost Sex. So again, if you've ever been interested or wanted to know about the incubus and succubus phenomena, this is the show that you'll want to pay attention to. Definitely. You know, George, it sounds crazy, but I'm telling you, when you hear this story, it like gave me chills. It is, oh, it's really bad. Like when you hear it's crazy. And to be somebody who is actually investigating this place, and to, him personally see a lot of this stuff that was going on, absolutely crazy. But it's strange that the UK's got such a haunted history, to be honest. They got a lot of stuff going on over there.
Yeah, they do. That's well, yeah. A lot of yeah. That's a place I'd like to go myself.
Hold on just a second.
So.
Sparky says, this is all hilarious. What a great show for stress reduction. Thank you.
Sparky, you're on target, girl.
Well,
You're on.
look, we have enough drama and just stress and stuff that we go through on a regular day. All we have to do is go on
Yeah.
Facebook or turn on the television.
Yeah.
This could be a very serious show, and some nights it is. But some nights, you know what? I just think it's good to just have some crazy topics, talk about them, laugh, joke, and have a good time. And I think that's what people need. Life is just so serious all the time that we need a break. At least I know I do every once in a while.
Well,
So.
Christina, I have to agree with you 100%. I think what you're doing tonight with this show is awesome because it is way too much BS out there. And I think you're doing a good job. What's up, Ronnie?
Hey, Ron. Nice to see you. All right. Donald says, it is the Dakota, named it on the Red River due to the amount of blood that spilled into the river during the Battle of Little Bighorn. The river was called the Little Bighorn River before this battle took place. And it's one of the only rivers that flows true north.
Wow.
Gotta love it. See, I got such smart friends, and like with the history, I love it. I just absolutely love living vicariously through them. All right, so let me get back to this next article. All right, so we went from weird to weirder. Oh, this isn't the one I wanted. Hold on.
I don't know, but I'm looking at my dolls right now. I'm about to propose.
Okay, yeah, exactly. I want to be the one that officiates the marriage. I'll do it via Skype.
All right, yeehaw.
All right, so we talked about this woman, I think, actually last week, if I'm not mistaken.
You're not mistaken.
So this woman in Australia claims that she's in a serious and a sexual relationship with the ghost.
Wait a second. Wait, is that the other
one? That would probably be equally as disturbing, but yeah, with a ghost, that she met in Australia. Now, the kicker is that they've decided that they want kids. And she actually went on major, you know, a mainstream TV on a morning show to do an interview about her sexual encounters with ghosts. And she says now she's settled down with one.
Like, this girl's God. What is wrong with this world? What the hell is going on, man? God,
I'd
rather talk about the goat, I'd rather talk about the goat girl. Let's talk about the one with the goat.
No, more interesting. I know. What am I saying? So a woman who claims that she has had sex with ghosts has now revealed that she's in a serious and sexual relationship with one, and they've discussed having children. Amethyst Realm hit the headlines last year when she revealed that she had slept with 15 ghosts since breaking up with her fiance 12 years ago. Well, what a ghost hoe. Now, that is the true definition of a paramour. We need, Scott Grumwell, we need to send her a paramour shirt, because yes, she is definitely a paramour.
Oh, my God.
She could be the spokeswoman.
You're on it tonight, man. That was actually really good.
Yeah, parahorse, man. I went from ho-hos to parahorse.
So I can't wait. You know what? I can't wait for that train ride with you up to Washington. This is going to be
fun. It'll be fun. And I love to people watch. So you never know. Like, I make up stories and, like, you just have to go along. You never know what I might say.
I'm bringing a doll. Just tell them you're with this guy and I'm married.
You're bringing that goddamn doll.
I'm bringing that doll.
I will toss her ass out the window. You do not want to bring the doll, believe me.
I won't. But I'm engaged.
You can Skype with Kara. Kara will keep good care of her.
Oh, shit.
All right. So anyway, so now she's decided she's going to take things to the next level, because it's time, right? And it's pretty serious at this point, she says.
Sure.
The ghost who Amethyst can't see but believes that she can communicate and have sex with has now returned with her to the UK, and their relationship is progressing. So I guess she went on vacation to Australia and he followed her back to the UK. I'm telling you, between the UK and Australia, I don't know who's winning at this strange story at this point, but they're in a tie right now. So speaking to a website called New Idea, she said, one day I was walking through the bush.
I'm going to go to commercial.
I think I need to go to commercial. Like, what the hell? Okay, so she was enjoying nature, and she suddenly felt this incredible energy. And she knew it was a new lover that had arrived. Maybe not some ants that had crawled up her leg and up in her underwear. No, she knew that it was a ghost that wanted to have sex with her. So she says, it's pretty serious, and in fact, we're thinking about having a ghost baby. Yes, she said that. She really did. I know that sounds crazy, but I've been looking into it, and I don't think it's totally out of the question. She seems to believe that phantom pregnancies are actually ghost babies, claiming that they don't go to full term because the human body and mind can't process them.
Oh, God.
Last year, she appeared on This Morning, which is like Good Morning America here in the U.S., about the fact that she had left her fiancé after catching, the fiancé left her after catching her having an affair with the spirit. I want to know how that, you know what? Like, this makes me really want to reach out to her.
Yes. I promise not to laugh. I'll be so sincere. I will be so.
I don't know if I could make it through without laughing. Like, I can't even read the damn article without laughing. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. You know, I think I've had a lot of sexual encounters with Angela Jolie when I was probably 20 years old. And you know what? It was the best night ever. Sorry, Kara. My bad.
Oh, my God. So she was talking to these people on the Good Morning America show for out there.
You know, and, they're laughing too, though. Come on. They're just those people in the green room just dying.
Well, after she told them that she had had sex with 15 different ghost lovers, one of the hosts, Philip, said, "Oh, I can imagine that you've got quite a name for yourself in the spirit world." I love it. But I did an interview after my own heart.
Oh, God.
She felt a presence. And, you know, so now that she says she decided that one night she decided to dress in sexy lingerie and hang around in the spare room. And that's where she felt the ghost presence the most. She said she waited a while before anything happened and feared that she put the ghost off by coming on too strong. But she claims that just before falling asleep, the ghost turned up and they had sex. And then she said she's gone off men completely, and now she has sexual relationships with another 14 ghosts.
You know, you're absolutely right. Is Scott Greenwald, send her a pair of horse shirt. This girl is a whore. Right. Gosh,
you know,
sleeping around.
Just with any spirit, you know. Yeah, it doesn't even care.
Oh, it's getting around now. You know?
You never know what kind of transmitted diseases they, you know, ghostly transmitted diseases they carry.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh my God, I can't even read the rest of that. Was just so ridiculous. People like, I gotta go look at the comments because I know it's good. People gotta be laughing in our chat room. Absolutely ridiculous. I mean, again, people, look them up. Donald says she's a ghost hoe. That's right.
She's definitely a whore.
Monday night, I was eating ho-hos, and now we went to pear hoes. Oh, my goodness. You got to think. Samantha Bailey says, hopefully there's no STDs in the ghost world. That's what I'm saying.
See?
That's exactly Samantha, what I'm saying. I'm not the only one who thinks like that.
You know, Samantha, you're so smart, man. That's a great. Yeah. What if, like the ghost is with, and he's, like, carrying some type of, oh, man.
Exactly. Exactly. Man, you get some paranormal ghost herpes that never, like,
what's wrong with
they're going to be there in the afterlife with you all the rest of your time.
Oh, shit,
that
really man.
Suck, huh?
That would really
Ron
suck.
Says, laugh my fucking ass off. Get the fuck out of here. Yep. Welcome to our show, Ron. Welcome to our show. Donald says, the bush. Is she into women ghosts?
Hey, that's
I don't know. We'll have to ask her if we ever get her on here. Ron says, our batteries included. I don't know. I guess she doesn't need them. But.
See, us guys, we're all the same track of mind. You know, we're right there, man.
Chasey says, LOL, ghost children, ? Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I don't know, guys. Ghost children. Ghost tours, what it is. That's right. Pat says, but is his ectoplasm still potent enough to get her pregnant? Inquiry minds want to know. I just want to ask her how she's going to have this
does the doctor say, oh, here comes the baby. Here, look at your baby boy. Here he is right in front of you.
She can't see her ghost husband.
No.
That she's having sex with.
No.
So how is she going to know that her ghost baby's there? Like, is she going to hear a phantom cry?
Right? Is it, I mean.
Like, oh, my baby needs me.
You know what?
Like, hold on, I think I hear my baby crying.
You know, if I had an extra, $5,000, I would say right now, let's paint the girl. Come on, we'll give you $5,000. Just come. Oh, it would be worth it. Crazy.
We
bitch.
Need to take this on tour.
Oh, funny. Lord.
Kara says, I wonder who the baby will look like. Tammy said, would it be an orb? Oh my God, I love you guys. I so love you guys. This is too funny. And then Tammy says, ghost pains.
Oh, shit.
Donald says, I'm fucking dying here. Well, I'm glad we could make you laugh. I mean, to be absolutely honest, this is like the majority of our shows lately. When I am like planning the shows, I so have the intention that they're going to be serious shows, but it's so damn hard. Like some of the stuff that we have to cover is like,
you know
how
what
can
though?
You not laugh at it.
But what you did for me, at least, you made me laugh tonight. You know, I went through meditation all day long because of whatever work. This feels good to laugh. And I'm sure everybody out there, if anybody had a bad day, you're helping them there, Dr. Christina.
Well, we both are. We both are.
I don't know. You're the one who brought up about the ghost horror and all that.
Well, I know. Well, I'm on it. If I don't make it as a paranormal investigator radio show host, I guess I'll just become a comedian. Maybe I'll be able to make it.
Then. You'll be good. Yeah.
Sparky says, do you have to change ghost baby diapers?
Oh, no, wait. It's called a ghost poopy.
It's like have the ghost nanny take care of it. Oh my God, Kara just put ghost poopies with. Oh my God, that's too funny. let me see.
Oh man,
we go.
Where does she live again?
Samantha says a boo epidural. Yeah, so we don't have those ghost pains.
Oh my Lord,
I love you guys. I have to say.
Absolutely.
All right. So let's see. We've only got 4 minutes left. So it always goes by so fast when we do.
No, this was fun tonight, though. I mean, it was fun to do this.
Well, I hope all of you had a good time listening to us tonight. I know it was a lot of silly topics. We didn't even get to everything that we wanted to as normal. But again, I hope that, you know, for the last 2 hours, if you had a rough day, or, you know, maybe you didn't, but maybe you just came with us for 2 hours just to laugh and have a good time and enjoy. Our chat room always has a blast. Everybody in there, I love it. Everybody gets along. Everybody has a great time. They're laughing just as much as we are, cracking up and having all kinds of interesting conversations all by themselves. So we appreciate you guys' support. Again, if you missed any of this, you'll be able to find it on our YouTube channel. It'll be on all of the pages. Make sure, if you're just catching this late, share the video. Share away for us, because Facebook tries to put me in jail every time I post too many promos. I'm just such a rebel nowadays. I'm getting put in Facebook jail, and you know, haters coming left and right. You never know what may happen, but we will be back on Monday. Again, we've got a lot of great things coming up, a lot of great shows. Stick around. If you have a topic that you would like to see us cover, or if there is a guest that you'd like to have us bring on the show, let us know. Or, hey, why not you be a guest? If you do something interesting, if you are on a team, if you are a paranormal investigator, if you're a psychic, if you're any of the above, you make anything that you might want to do. If you want to promote it, you want to tell your stories and share some of your experiences, let us know. We'd always love to have you on the show. Again, it's great when we can do whatever we want. We have complete control over our shows. So again, we can do whatever it is that you guys would like to see. So thanks so much for the support. George, thank you for being here as always, my friend.
Absolutely. Right back at you, sister. Hey, just so you guys know, go ahead and send all your wedding gifts and all your baby shower gifts to us, and we'll make sure we get them to the proper people. We promise.
If you're gonna send any zombie baby for the either for the bridal party or the
Oh,
groomsmen, make sure to
God.
send them to George, not to my place. I have no room for stuff like that.
Yeah, well, too bad. Send them to you. Oh, sorry. I had such a great time tonight, man. Good stuff.
Right, guys. Well, we love you and we
Love
will
you both.
see you
Love you all.
on Monday. All right,
Yes.
everybody, have a great rest of the week. Great weekend, and we'll be back to see you on Monday on Paranormal Connections. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Be positive.
Or not.
Or not. Come on. I love you.